Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. Today is just a quick little bonus episode to break down something that I mention a lot and that you probably hear a lot about, and that is executive functions. If you've ever felt scattered, overwhelmed, or just unsure of why certain tasks feel so much harder than they should, or you've heard the term executive function and played along that you knew exactly what that was, but you actually aren't totally sure, this episode is for you. So what exactly are executive functions? They are the mental processes that allow us to plan, focus, remember things, and manage our time and our resources. In other words, they're the skills that we use to organize and carry out our daily tasks. Here are the main executive functions. We have working memory, which helps us hold on to information while we're using it. So think of it as a mental sticky note that lets us keep track of things in the moment. Another one is inhibition, which is our ability to stop ourselves from acting impulsively or reacting immediately, which can help us control urges and our focus. Cognitive flexibility. This is our ability to switch between tasks or thoughts. It helps us adapt to changes in a situation or strategy. Planning and organization, which is the ability to prioritize tasks, create a plan, and keep track of the steps needed to complete them. And the last one I'll mention here is self-monitoring, which is the skill that helps us check in with ourselves to see if we're staying on track and adjusting when things aren't going as planned. Why are executive functions important for neurodivergent brains? Why do they come up, that topic of conversation come up when talking about ADHD or neurodivergence? For neurodivergent individuals, especially those with ADHD, autism, or learning disabilities, executive functioning can sometimes be challenging. And these skills don't always develop in the same way or at the same pace, which can make everyday tasks feel more overwhelming. And it has nothing to do with laziness or lack of motivation. It's that the brain processes these tasks differently. Supporting our executive functioning really starts with understanding them. Here are a few ways where you can make things easier when you're trying to target executive functions. And my guess is that you're aware of a lot of this already. You just didn't necessarily have a name for it or didn't know there was a name for it. So using visual aids like lists, calendars, and reminders can really help support working memory. Breaking tasks down into smaller steps to make planning and organization more manageable. Practicing mindfulness techniques to strengthen self-monitoring and inhibition. And creating structure and routines that offer cognitive support, which can make it easier to adapt and stay focused. So now that you have a little bit better idea of what executive functions are, think about how they show up in your own life. Whether you're neurodivergent or just struggling with task management, understanding executive functions is the first step to creating strategies and finding the support that will work for you. If you're interested in learning more, be sure to check out our other episodes, where we'll dive deeper and talk more about executive functions and creating a more organized and balanced life. I hope this was helpful for you. Thank you so much for joining, and I'll see you next time.